Because you're here, shopping locally and listening locally on your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm, and 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Wildfires burning across the Los Angeles area. Tens of thousands of people have been evacuated. ABC's Andrew Dimbert has some of the stories.
This woman helped her 95 and 96-year-old neighbors get out. She says the last big fire in that area was in 1991.
The drought, we haven't had any rain in the mountains so dry, it'll just go in a puff.
Patients had to be evacuated from a rehab center for seniors. The winds were expected to produce gusts possibly topping 100 miles per hour in the mountains and foothills, including in areas that have not seen substantial rain since last spring.
President-elect Donald Trump remaining undeterred in his plan to expand the country's territorial footprint. On Tuesday, he said the U.S. wants the Panama Canal and Greenland and wants to change the name of the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America. Former President Jimmy Carter lying in state in the Capitol Rotunda. There will be a state funeral tomorrow at the National Cathedral. This is ABC News.
Struggling with back taxes or unfiled returns? Owe the IRS $10,000 or more? With the IRS ramping up enforcement, taxpayers across the country are turning to tax relief helpers. Call 800-885-0622 now. End IRS stress today. Stop collection efforts, wage garnishments, and sleepless nights. Tax relief helpers can help you or your business settle your tax debt quickly and affordably. Call the Tax Relief Helpers hotline at 800-885-0622. That's 800-885-0622. Start your relief today.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Bills piling up? Rent due? Just need some extra cash to get by? Then you need to go to GetCash.com, where you can get approved for a loan of up to $10,000 in minutes. No need to search through endless loan sites. GetCash.com is one of the largest lender networks. They can help anyone get up to $10,000 regardless of their credit score. Best part? The money can be in your bank account as soon as the next day. When you need fast cash help, go to GetCash.com. That's GetCash.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, milk markets mostly lower. February down 29 to 2083, March down 18 to 2040, April steady at 1995, May down 1 at 1949. Meanwhile, cheese markets were lower. Barrels down 1.25 to 186 and a quarter. 40-pound blocks down 2.5 to 191 and a half. One trade a barrel, three trade of block on the day. Cash butter up 1 to 258, two trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 0.5 to 136 and a half, eight trades on the day. And dry whey down 3/4 to 74, one trade on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets mostly higher as the cattle complex continues to watch the strong demand, and also are expected, with packers being short bought, prices on the cash side will be higher again this week. Hog markets, though, move mostly lower in the nearby months. Traders and hog producers are still hoping for consistent consumer demand to surface and put a bottom in the market, but so far that has yet to happen. February live cattle up 37 cents to 195.57. January feeder cattle up 210 to 268.40. February hogs down 47 cents to 79.17. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets closed higher late in the session on some short covering. Also, the export wire saw 110,000 metric tons of corn sold to Colombia. Soybeans were mostly lower, but well off the daily lows on a late session short covering. Again, the situation in Argentina and southern Brazil with the hot, dry weather helped to provide that late session support. Wheat markets, meanwhile, were slightly higher as the dollar stayed well away from its recent highs. March corn up 1/4 to 458, new crop up 3/4 to 446 and a quarter, new crop beans down 1.5 to 10.11 and a half, March wheat up 2 to 542 and a half. That's a check of national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Grain bids from Alcivia Co-op in Durand, cash corn at 404, February at 407, new crop 386, cash beans 912, February 912, new crop at 922. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash February and March corn 423, new crop 396 and a quarter, Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia cash corn 423, February 423, new crop at 397. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 403, new crop 396, cash beans 917, new crop 936. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 410, new crop 396, cash beans 912, new crop at 921. Red Wing Grains, cash corn 431, April 446, May 448, new crop 407. March beans 975, June 987, and new crop at 953. Cattle markets from Equity: beef fed cattle 184 to 203, Holstein fed cattle 162 to 177, market cows 93 to 120, bulls 125 to 155, calves 400 to 1010, beef steers 220 to 380, Holstein steers 135 to 270. Sheep markets: light lambs 230 and down, ewes 175 and down, goat markets: does 215 and down, bucks 325 and down. At Sembrota, finished beef steers 190 to 207, finished beef heifers 190 to 206, finished dairy steers 173 to 180, market cows 95 to 119, market bulls 134 to 156.50. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Coverage varies by plan, view contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com. This is an announcement to all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire, or no warranty coverage at all. With a struggling economy and the cost of living on the rise, Endurance is now offering an affordable, low-cost vehicle coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage and have all future covered auto repairs paid directly to the repair shop for you. You pick your plan. You pick your deductible. You even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included. Get your vehicle protected now and save your wallet from costly vehicle repairs. A toll-free number has been established for you to call for your free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify. The number to call is 800-299-1058. 800-299-1058. Again, that's 800-299-1058.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. We'll get to around 18 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 9 above. Tomorrow partly to mostly cloudy, 27 with some light snow tomorrow night into Friday morning. If you're paying too much for health insurance, get better rates and coverage by calling this number, 800-693-9308, 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now, it is 7.
Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Station, all I had to do is make up my mind. And
Well, me and my lady had our first big fight, so I drove around till I saw the neon lights of a corner bar, and it just seemed right, so I pulled up. Not a soul around but the old barkeep down at the inn looking half asleep. But he walked up and said, what'll it be? I said, the good stuff. He didn't reach around for the whiskey. He didn't pour me a beer. His blue eyes kind of went misty. He said, you can't find that here. 'Cause it's the first long kiss on a second date. Mama's all worried when you get home late. Dropping the ring in the spaghetti plate, 'cause your hands are shaking so much. And it's the way that she looks with her eyes and her hair, eating burnt suppers the whole first year, and asking for seconds to keep her from tearing up. Yeah, man, that's the good stuff. He grabbed a carton of milk and he poured a glass, and I smiled and said, I'll have some of that. We sat there and talked as an hour passed, like old friends. I saw a black and white picture and it caught my stare. It was a pretty girl with bouffant hair. He said, that's my bonnet, taken about a year after we wed. He said, I spent 5 years in the bottle when the cancer took her from me. But I've been sober 3 years now, 'cause the one thing stronger than the whiskey was the sight of her holding our baby girl. The way she adored that string of pearls I gave her the day that our youngest boy Earl married his high school love. And it's a new t-shirt saying I'm a grandpa, been right there as our time got small, and holding her hand when the good Lord called her up. Yeah, man, that's the good stuff. He said, when you get home, she'll start to cry. When she says I'm sorry, say so am I. And look into those eyes so deep in love. Drank it up, 'cause that's the good stuff. That's the good stuff.
Go ahead, sing along. You know the words. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
You got trouble, some kind of trouble. I called up my baby for a little advice, 'cause my sugar baby always treats me so nice. I had a funny feeling that he wasn't alone when I heard another voice whisper, hang up the phone. I got trouble, some kind of trouble. Trouble in my heart, trouble on my mind. There's never any trouble for me to find. Some kind of trouble. I went to my boss, said I need a little time to work on this poor broken heart of mine. He said, I'd like to help you, I've been there before. The problem is, girl, you don't work here no more. You got trouble, some kind of trouble.
trouble on my mind. There's never any trouble for me to find.
Some kind of trouble. About praying for me. He smiled and he said, child, you're not alone, 'cause all God's children got to deal with their own kind of trouble. Some kind of trouble. Trouble in my heart, trouble on my mind. There's never any trouble for me to find. Some kind of trouble.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Tanya Tucker, Some Kind of Trouble, here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Wednesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the single digits, and we're expecting afternoon highs back into the teens. A bit of a warming trend in store. We'll have our ag weather forecast next hour. Also next hour in our Newsmaker segment, we'll talk with meteorologist Mace Michaels about our weather and what we can expect here in the next few weeks and into spring. And we'll talk with Mace next hour during our Newsmaker segment. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Life is better with American Family Insurance, because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Using data to provide more accurate crop insurance coverage. We'll explain how it works coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Crop insurance is a valuable tool for farmers across the country. However, imprecise data collection and record keeping can limit what a producer gets from their coverage. Nick Lewitt is a precision ag specialist with Rural Community Insurance Services. He says that accurate data can allow a farmer to get the most from their coverage each year.
Climate Field View is one of our partners, and so is the John Deere Operations Center. That can really streamline that process from you as a grower to your agent. What we're going to be able to utilize is use those acres that you actually plant from your machine into our system for crop insurance purposes. We do take all the overlapping out rows for you. So let's say you drill soybeans in your neck of the woods. You may have some overlapping rows, but we'll get it to the correct number of what takes place. The benefit for you as a grower for that is, you know, traditionally you might have used a 578 documentation to do your crop insurance. So it may have a field at 80 acres, but really you're planting 76, 75 acres. We can use that 76, 75 acres that you have for crop insurance reporting.
Lewitt says that farmers do not need to perform any additional work to make sure that their farms have the coverage they need. Farmers can use the data they've already captured.
Yeah, it's already data they collected, just making more use of that. You know, you think about your listeners across being a fellow Iowan, you think about the parts of the state, you get to Western Iowa with more of those terraces and kind of how those lay out, and being able to make sure that you're adequately insured for what you actually plant. It could be even more than what you traditionally planted. Maybe you had a field that your map shows it's 82 acres versus you had 80 before. Well, we can insure you and pay you for 82 acres if you had a total wipeout, right?
He says over the past decade, the flow of information has streamlined to make it even easier to record key crop insurance data and reduce paperwork.
I would say I've been in crop insurance and precision ag since 2011. And so since that time, over those times, I've really seen it. So it used to be always on a flash drive or an SD card or USB, and you're always trying to take them from one to the other. Now with the more automated systems where it's more automated, it makes it a little bit easier. You've also seen some systems out there that now self-calibrate in the marketplace to make that calibration a little bit easier for the grower as well.
With Rural Community Insurance Services in Anoka, Minnesota. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins. Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-549-TERM, 866-549-TERM, 866-549-TERM.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. We'll get to around 18 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 9 above. Tomorrow partly to mostly cloudy, 27 with some light snow tomorrow night into Friday morning. If you're paying too much for health insurance, get better rates and coverage by calling this number, 800-693-9308, 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now, it is 7.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Bar was empty. I was sweeping up the floor. That's when she walked in. I said, I'm sorry, but we're closed. She said, I know, but I'm afraid I left my purse. I said, I put one back behind the bar. I bet it's probably yours. And the next thing that I knew, there we were, lost in conversation. Before I handed her purse, I said, you'll only get this back on one condition. And we danced out there on that empty hardwood floor. Chairs
up and the lights turn way down low. The music played, we held each other close. And we danced. And from that moment, there was never any doubt. I had found the one that I had always dreamed about. And then one evening, when she stopped by after work, I pulled a diamond ring out of the pocket of my shirt. And as her eyes filled up with tears, she said, "This is the last thing I expected." Then she took me by the hand and said, "I'll only marry you on one condition." And we danced out there on that empty hardwood floor. The chairs up and the lights turned way down low. Music played, we held each other close, and we danced like no one else had ever danced before. I can't explain what happened on that floor, but the music played, we held each other.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Brad Paisley and We Danced here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Wednesday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins, and we have temperatures in the teens. A reminder, the Professional Dairy Producers Business Conference is coming up, and they will be having a lot of different educational sessions and more to enhance efficiency and achieve excellence in every aspect of dairy operations. The Professional Dairy Producers Business Conference will be March 12th and 13th, and it will be again this year in Madison. And so for more information, just visit the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin's website at pdpw.org for more information. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by John Deere, proud partner of the FP Next podcast. Yesterday, talks between the International Longshoremen Association and the U.S. Maritime Alliance restarted, aiming to avert a strike that would stop all containerized exports from leaving ports along the Gulf and East Coasts of the United States. I'll have more when we come back.
Plant your way to higher yield potential by investing in a precision upgrade from John Deere. Improve emergence with Exact Emerge row units and our patented brush belt technology. Easy adjust row cleaners and individual row hydraulic downforce will help you improve seed placement. Interested in better seed placement and higher yield potential with your current planter? Ask your John Deere dealer about precision upgrades.
Kurt and Sarah here, your hosts for the FP Next podcast. This week on the season finale of FP Next.
The No New Farm Bill in 2024 affected a lot of USDA programs in the U.S. And I think that's one of those things that's going to continue to be a hot topic in 2025.
Our goal, and we can't make any promises, to get some of these new cabinet appointments on our podcast with the Trump administration and, you know, kind of unveil some of their thoughts on farm policy. I think that would, and it would be very interesting for our listeners. Hear this and more from your friends at FP Next, powered by John Deere.
As of January 7th, discussions between the International Longshoremen's Association, or the ILA, and the U.S. Maritime Alliance, or USMX, have resumed, with the goal of avoiding a potential strike that could begin as early as 1 week from today. The stakes are high, as the current contract extension is set to expire on January 15th. Without a new agreement, dock workers may initiate a strike, impacting major ports from Maine to Texas. Now, these ports do handle a substantial portion of U.S. imports and exports, and their operation is vital to many industries, including agriculture. A port strike could have severe repercussions for the ag sector. Approximately 40% of U.S. containerized ag exports move through those East and Gulf Coast ports. A disruption could slow the export of perishable goods, leading to spoilage and financial losses for farmers and exporters. Additionally, imports of essential ag inputs, such as machinery parts and fertilizers, could face delays, which could affect farm operations and productivity. In anticipation of a potential strike, companies are taking proactive measures. Shipping giant Maersk has advised its customers to retrieve their full containers and return empty ones at U.S. ports by January 15th to mitigate potential disruptions. Now, the ag industry is concerned about the timing of the potential strike. The U.S. Meat Export Federation notes that East and Gulf Coast ports accounted for 44% of U.S. waterborne pork exports and 29% of beef exports in the first half of 2024. A strike could hinder the export of chilled or frozen meat products, which are primarily shipped in containers. Industry groups are urging both parties to reach an agreement to prevent economic disruptions. The American Farm Bureau Federation estimates that over half of waterborne ag import volumes could be affected by a strike, leading to potential economic impacts of over $1.1 billion per week. They emphasize that a prolonged strike could have far-reaching consequences. I'll be back with more after this.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
While conversations have restarted between workers and management at U.S. ports, neither side is close to an agreement on several tough issues, notably the amount of automation that will be allowed in the ports. With the strike deadline just a week away, here's hoping they can find some common ground soon. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by John Deere, proud sponsor of the FP Next podcast. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-549-TERM. 866-549-TERM. 866-549-TERM.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
A minute for my finger to find my daily dose of destiny under my sign. My eyes just about popped out of my head. It said the stars are stacked against you, girl. Get back in bed.
I feel lucky. I feel lucky, yeah.
No Professor Doom gonna stand in my way. I feel lucky today. letters to the clerk. The pot's 11 million, so I called in sick to work. I bought a pack of Camels, a burrito, and a Parks. Crossed against the light, made a beeline for the park. The sky began to thunder, wind began to moan. I heard a voice above me saying, girl, you better get back home. But I feel lucky. I feel lucky today. Now 11 million later, I was sitting at the bar. I bought the house a double and the waitress a new car. Dwight Yoakam's in the corner trying to catch my eye. Lyle Love is right beside me with his hand upon my thigh. Moral of the story is simple but it's true. Hey, the stars might lie, but the numbers never do. I feel lucky. Oh, 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 I feel lucky, yeah. Hey, Dwight. Hey, Lyle. Boys, you don't have to fight. Hot dog, I feel lucky tonight. I feel lucky, yeah. Think I flip a coin, I'm a winner either way. I feel lucky today.
Yeah, my taste in music and women drove my folks hack wild. Mom and Dad had a plan for me. It was debutantes and symphonies. But I like my music hot, like my women wild. Yeah, I like my women just a little on the trashy side. Lipstick and too much rouge gets me excited, leaves me feeling confused. And I like my women just a little on the trashy side. Should've seen the looks on the faces of my dad and mom when I showed up at the door with a date for the senior prom. They said, well, pardon us, son, she ain't no kid. Cocktail waitress in a Dolly Parton wig. I said, I know it, Dad, ain't she cool? That's the kind I did. Yeah, I like my women just a little on the trashy side. When they wear their clothes too tight and their hair is dyed. Too much lipstick and too much rouge gets me excited, leaves me feeling confused. And I like my women just a little on the trashy side. I like them sweet, I like them with a heart of gold. Yeah, I like them brassy, I like them brazen and bold. Well, they say that opposites attract. Well, I don't agree. I want a woman just as tacky as me. Yeah, I like my women just a little on the trashy side. Yeah, I like my women just a little on the trashy side. When they wear their clothes too tight and their hair is dyed. Too much lipstick and too much rouge gets me excited, leaves me feeling confused. And I like my women just a little on the trashy side.
locally. Listen locally. Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Hey, baby, is that you? Wow, your hair got so long. Yeah, yeah, I love it, I really do. Norma Jean, ain't that the song we'd sing in the car? Driving downtown, top down, making the rounds, checking out the bands on Doheny Avenue. Yeah, life throws you curves, but you learn to swerve. Me, I swung and I missed, and the next thing you know, I'm reminiscing, dreaming old dreams, wishing old wishes, like you would be back again. I wake up and teardrops that fall down like rain. I put on that old song we danced to, and then I head off to my job. Guess not much has changed. Punch the clock, head for home, check the phone, just in case, go to bed, dream of you. That's what I'm doing these days. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Someone told me after college you ran off to Vegas. You married a rodeo cowboy. Wow, that ain't the girl I knew. Me, I've been a few places, mostly here and there, once or twice. Still sorting out life, but I'm doing all right. Yeah, it's good to see you too. Well, hey girl, you're late, and those planes, they don't wait. But if you ever come back around this sleepy old town, promise me you'll stop in to see an old friend. And until then, I wake up and teardrops that fall down like rain. I put on that old song we danced to, and then I head off to my job. Guess not much has changed. Punch the clock, head for home, check the phone, just in case, go to bed, dream of you. That's what I'm doing these.
With News of Agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Jim Wiesmeyer with Farm Journal is reporting that imports of feeder cattle from Mexico are expected to partially resume the week of January 20th. He says imports will be slow at first due to the need to implement and test new protocols. Live animal movements are expected to fully resume sometime after the initial reopening. USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service suspended imports of live cattle and bison from Mexico on November 22nd, following the detection of New World screwworm along Mexico's southern border. That pest can have a significant negative impact on cattle health, and U.S. authorities have been working to develop protocols to screen animals coming into the country. Natural Resource Conservation Service in Wisconsin is encouraging farmers, agricultural producers, and forest landowners to apply for the Conservation Stewardship Program by February 7th to be considered for funding in 2025. Currently, an unprecedented amount of funding is available for CSP through the Farm Bill and Inflation Reduction Act, which provides $19.5 billion over 5 years, and additional funding for oversubscribed NRCS conservation programs like CSP. Inflation Reduction Act funding is available to encourage producers to adopt climate smart practices, new technologies, and management techniques through CSP, earning payments for expanding conservation activities while maintaining agricultural production on their land. Producers interested in CSP should submit their application to their local NRCS office by February 7th. A recent Washington Post report says President-elect Trump's aides are considering narrowing his tariff plans so they would only apply to limited specific critical imports. However, Foreign Policy News says the president-elect denied that would happen. In Trump's words in a Truth Social post, he said, "The story which quoted so-called anonymous sources, which don't exist, incorrectly states my tariff policy would be pared back, and that is wrong," quote unquote. If it would come to fruition, the plan would mark a significant narrowing of the universal tariffs of 10 to 20% that the president-elect proposed during his campaign, a move which economists expect to drive up consumer prices and distort global trade patterns. On the campaign trail, Trump promised to impose a 60% tariff on Chinese goods and to phase out imports of essential goods from China over 4 years, and a 25% tariff on goods from Mexico and Canada. Farmer sentiment moved lower in December as the Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer dropped 9 points to 136. The decline was driven by producers' weaker perspective on current conditions in U.S. agriculture and their farms, with the index of current conditions falling 13 points to 100. Although it did decline, it was still 24 points above its low in September and 5 points higher than in October. The index of future expectations also fell 8 points to 153, remaining 59 points above its September low and 29 points higher than October. While sentiment did drop, much of the post-election optimism about future conditions is still holding strong. Producers' optimism about the future seems to stem largely from expectations for a more favorable policy environment over the next few years. Production estimates reached record levels for Brazil and Argentina's winter soybean crops ahead of the 24-25 planting season. A USDA report predicted 169 million metric tons of soybeans in Brazil, a 10.4% increase from the previous marketing year. Argentina's predicted output was 52 million metric tons, a jump of 7.8 points from the 2023-24 forecast. But since that forecast came out December 10th, each country's crops have been clouded by shifting weather. Dry conditions in northern Argentina lasted throughout December, and maps are showing that the area has received between 50 to 80% of its normal rainfall. In Brazil, weather has been drier than normal during the early planting season. Successful Farming says December saw much of southern Brazil nearing 80% of its average rainfall. Rainfall in the country saw in the final 2 weeks of 2024 is expected to continue through January, which coincides with Brazil's typical wetter season. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
When it comes to planting, we know that it takes more than just seed and soil. It's Matthew here with Bluff Country Feed and Seed, and I know that it takes quality seed, fertilizer, as well as expertise. That is how you build a proper foundation and lay down your roots. This is exactly why we can be your experts, because we are rooted here locally. We know Bluff Country because we live here with you. Strong roots lead to a strong business and a thriving community. So plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. We'll get to around 18 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 9 above. Tomorrow partly to mostly cloudy, 27 with some light snow tomorrow night into Friday morning. If you're paying too much for health insurance, get better rates and coverage by calling this number, 800-693-9308, 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now, it is 7.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
To go throwing my-
on my door, 'cause you know I don't need you anymore. Now, do you really think I'm crazy enough to go throwing my good heart after bad love? What kind of fool do you think I am? I ain't falling for you all over again. I ain't playing a game that I know I can't win. What kind of fool do you think I am? What kind of fool do you think I am? I ain't falling for you all over again. I ain't playing a game that I know I can't win. What kind of fool do you think I am? What kind of fool do you think I am?
On the farm, somebody with a truck and two strong arms, not scared of dirt and willing to work till the sun goes down. So I pulled up and said, I'm your man, I can start right now. And we shook hands. He said, the fence needs fixing, the peaches need picking, and the cows need bringing round. I was hauling hay, I was feeding the hogs, and that summer sun had me sweating like a dog. So I cooled off in the creek. Then it was back to work, and that dadgum heat, I was cussing out loud, thinking about quitting. Looking back now, I'm sure glad I didn't, 'cause just when I thought it couldn't get no hotter, I caught a glimpse of the farmer's daughter. Was just getting home from Panama City. She was all tanned up and my kind of pretty. When her eyes met mine, I was thinking that I sure love my job. As the days got shorter, our talks got longer, the kisses got sweeter, and the feelings got stronger. So we'd hop in the truck and get all tangled up every chance we got. We were down by the river all night long. When the sun came up, I was sneaking her home and dragging my butt to work. With the smell of her perfume on my shirt, I'd be on the tractor, she'd be on my mind, with that sun beating down on his back of mine. And just when I thought it couldn't get no hotter, I fell in love with the farmer's daughter. Got married last spring. Oh, and there ain't no better life for me. I'm still hauling hay and feeding the hogs, and that summer sun's got me sweating like a dog. So I cool off in the creek, and she brings me out a glass of sweet iced tea. Now I'm on the tractor, she's on my mind, and I can't wait till it's quitting time. And just when I think it can't get no hotter, I come home to the farmer's daughter. Yeah. The farmer's daughter.
Country 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Downsville, Pepin. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. In communities all around Los Angeles, wildfires are burning in some places out of control. ABC's Leanne Suter is covering the Eaton Fire in Altadena.
It sounds like a freight train is coming through the trees here. Like, here comes another one. You can hear it kind of building as